This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as view enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Bradley is off today, and by that I mean he's off of radio today. He is out in Michigan and Wisconsin doing some events out there. Don't miss the Ministry and Expo event coming up this weekend at in Wisconsin. And you can find information about that on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Now, I told you to buckle up yesterday. We had three guests on. These are people who are American Christians who are on the front lines on different things that we're dealing with in our country. And I've got four for you today, so I can't do a lot of introduction. Just want to tell you, I'm filling in for Bradley, in case you're wondering. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. For our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. And the guys and the lady who's going to join me this hour all do that too. And first up, we have, and we're not going to take any calls today, so I'm not giving out the phone number. We have Matt Trujillo. You may recognize him. He's been on the Sons of Liberty before, but he writes over at lessermagistrate.com. He is a pastor who not only preaches the word, but he seeks to put the word in shoe leather, as an old preacher used to say. And he has been instrumental in going around to legislatures, informing them of their duty before God to interpose themselves between the people and tyrants, and encouraging them to do the things that God has said, making disciples of the nations. That's part of what the Great Commission is. And so it's my pleasure, Matt, to welcome you back to the Sons of Liberty, brother.
Hey, Tim. Good to be with you.
Yeah, we've been on some shows together, or at least one prior to this one, with B.J. Edwards, and I had him on yesterday to talk about his family project. And I wanted to have you on because you really are, when people say, what can I do? Some people might not think of this is a pastor's job, is to go out and to go to his city council or other people, legislature bodies, even out of your state, and encourage them to do what God has commanded. That's where I want you to really launch off of here in the segment that we have you for.
Sure. Yeah, well, we started the Lesser Magistrate Project 5 years ago. And by the way, the book I wrote on the doctrine of Lesser Magistrate sold over 25,000 copies now. And it's just turning people's paradigm upside down regarding politics. So they realize that they don't have to sit by with the nonsense they've been fed all their life, that they have to wait for the next president so he can put in the next Supreme Court justices, and then nothing changes anyway. The whole thing is, you know, social transformation without representation. So the goodness of the doctrine is that it provides needed practical application to talk to the magistrates about, and that's what's been happening. The doctrine has caused churchmen and Christians to reconnect with their magistrates and talk to them about the need for interposition against a lawless federal judiciary, and it is spreading all over the country. People are going to their legislatures, to their governor's men, to their common councils, city councils, and speaking to the magistrates, both publicly and privately. And that is so needed because, as you know, Christianity has abandoned the magistrates for well over 150 years. We're reaping the whirlwind for it with the consequences that have resulted because of Christian men abandoned the realm of civil government. Wicked men fill in the void, and, of course, they make their worldview public policy. And it's a wretched state of affairs right now because of what Christians did by abandoning that realm. So I'm so encouraged to see Christians begin to address the magistrates once again, Tim.
Well, I am too, and I'm glad to see men like yourself in that fight. And it's not like you're going up to try to beat them with a club. You're trying to exhort them to do what God's called them to, Romans 13:1-5, and that is that they are there not to dole out goodies to the people, but they are there to bring justice on God's behalf. They're ministers of God.
Right. We explain to them what their role, function, purpose, and limits are in the sight of God according to his word. And this is needed for the magistrates to understand, because if there isn't this objective standard, the law and word of God, then the state's free to just make up the standard as they go. And as you can see, the standard is an awful mess. You look at the history of our country, you know, there used to be 200 years ago regularly election sermons preached where ministers would preach at the state house. The magistrates would all gather and they would explain from the word of God what their limits, what their roles, what their functions are according to the word of God. And that needs to be brought to them again because it's lawless out there right now.
Well, that's right. And that keeps the distinction between the church's role, which is to be the moral compass, to give guidance for the civil magistrate, and the magistrate is to execute that, to carry these things out. So I'm thrilled with that. As a matter of fact, we're going to have a guy on bottom of the hour. He's from my church with Personhood, and they have been doing just what you've talked about. They've been Christian men who have gone, and they're pushing the issue to abolish abortion, not regulate it, but to abolish it. And so you're having impacts on people you know and people you don't know. And so people need to understand what you're doing there. And we've got about a minute left. Tell people where they can find you, where they can get your book, and any last words that you've got. We've got about a minute here.
Sure. The title of my book is The Doctrine of the Lesser Magistrate. And you can get it at Amazon, but you can go to our website, which is defytyrants.com. Defytyrants.com. It's the same as Lesser Magistrate. Simply, people don't remember Lesser Magistrate, but they all remember DefyTyrants.com. And there, Tim, we have numerous articles dealing with the biggest idol that keeps the state and local magistrates from interposing against this lawless federal judiciary. And that is the idea that when the Supreme Court has ruled, all we can do is obey. We have numerous articles, very short, concise, massive amounts of hours went into getting all the information secured in these articles, but we made them short and concise so people can understand these things and trample this idol that they'll find in the heads of their magistrates. It has to be trampled, this idol of we got to obey the federal courts, or we will not see interposition take place on behalf of the preborn and a host of other ills in our nation.
Yeah, I totally agree. Matt Trujillo, folks, visit his site, defytyrants.com. Matt, thank you for joining us, brother.
Thanks so much. God bless you, Tim.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
In this crazy world of social media, buzzfeeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog. Someone to stand up and shout if need be, on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Welcome out of the Sons of Liberty online now. In case you didn't get it before, Matt Trujillo was on before. Doctrine of Lesser Magistrate. You can get that at a number of places, defytyrants.com and amazon.com. And support Matt. His work is a good work in the kingdom and in the country here. On the line, I've got with me a friend of mine that I made last year because of her work on the FDA and the opioid kind of issues that we're dealing with in the country. Her name is Mary Ann Stolik-Perez. She's out of North Carolina, just up the road from me. Her husband is in the vein of George Whitfield in the Methodist Church there. And Mary Ann, it is a pleasure to have you on the Sons of Liberty. We're happy to have you with us.
Oh, thank you, Tim. It's a pleasure for me to be here, and thanks for the invitation. One little correction. I'm in South Carolina.
Oh, you're in? I saw the Winston-Salem stuff. So you're down here with me in the U.S. State of South Carolina.
Yep, in Myrtle Beach. And thank you for mentioning my wonderful husband, Lou, who is a Methodist pastor and my greatest supporter and who keeps me focused and connected to God like you would not believe. And without him and God's help, I would not be able to do what I'm doing right now for 17 years.
Yeah, as a husband should be. Well, Mary Ann, here's the thing. We brought you on because you have a story to tell, and what happened to you led you to be doing what you're doing for the past almost, two decades now, and that's informing the public about the FDA, about how these pharmaceuticals and things work, and the corruption that takes place in that. So I want to give you the time there. You just launch off into that and inform our audience of what you engage in.
Thank you, Tim. And I will talk fast because I have some very pertinent information that I think needs to get out there. I write for five publications: Son of Liberty, Sons of Liberty, Freedom Outpost, The Washington Standard, SalemNews.com, and Global News Center. And as you said, I have been focused for 17 years on the prescription opioid epidemic and the criminal involvement of the FDA and pharmaceutical companies, in particular Purdue Pharma maker OxyContin. My daughter Jill was prescribed OxyContin for a backache and died in 2002. She did not take the dangerous opioid recreationally. She was prescribed it by a physician who was misled by the FDA and Purdue Pharma, and it cost Jill her life. When this happened, I researched Purdue Pharma and the FDA night and day to learn all I could about why Jill was prescribed OxyContin. I was a nurse on an oncology unit at a large medical center, and OxyContin was given to cancer patients on my floor, not for back pain. In 2003, I connected with the U.S. Attorney's Office in Abington, Virginia, and worked with the DOJ from 2003 until 2007, when Purdue Pharma was charged and pleaded guilty in federal court to criminally marketing OxyContin as safe and minimize the dangers of addiction. I was asked by the DOJ to deliver an impact statement at their sentencing of the three CEOs of Purdue Pharma in July 2007. The then $3 billion pharmaceutical company was fined and put on probation, as well as given community service hours at a drug facility, but no prison time. Why no prison time? It was because the convicted pharmaceutical company and their executives had the financial resources to hire the best attorneys in the country, and America's mayor, Rudy Giuliani, was lead counsel for Purdue Pharma and kept them from serving time. Would we be dealing with the loss of lives to the magnitude that we are today if Rudy Giuliani had not cut a sweetheart deal or Purdue Pharma and there had been prison time instead of a wrist slapping with fines they could well afford? They are now worth approximately $34 billion. I also testified at the request of U.S. Senator Patrick Leahy in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee shortly after my testimony in Virginia, and presented them with facts to conduct an investigation into Purdue Pharma's criminal marketing of OxyContin. Senator Leahy stunned me when he advised there would be no investigation. The committee was just taking testimony. In 2012, the Senate Finance Committee conducted an investigation into the prescription opioid epidemic impacting tens of thousands of people in addictions and death. The investigation involved pharmaceutical companies, including Purdue Pharma, and pain lobbying groups and physicians encouraging the overprescribing of opioids. The report never saw the light of day. It was sealed by the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, Senator Orrin Hatch. Hatch is now retired. Is anyone demanding the release of the report? How many lives could have been saved in exposing the profiteers in the opioid epidemic? One physician in Hatch's state of Utah by the name of Dr. Lynn Webster ran a pain clinic that was raided by the DEA for deaths allegedly ranging up to 100 with the overprescribing of opioids. Malpractice suits against Webster were settled out of court. As the U.S. Attorney of Utah was positioned to arrest the physician, charges were dismissed. Some say that Orrin Hatch protected his physician friend from charges and possible prison time. Webster, who no longer can operate a pain clinic, has reinvented himself and now does research on the use of opioids. As ludicrous as it sounds, and it is, he also is an expert to the FDA in their approval of dangerous opioids. When the FDA was going through the approval process of OxyContin for acute pain and end-stage cancer, Curtis Wright, MD, was part of the FDA approval process as an employee. After the drug was approved by the FDA in 1995, Dr. Wright violated FDA protocol and left to become employed by the maker of OxyContin, Purdue Pharma. In 2003 and 4, the FDA issued approximately 12 warning letters to Purdue Pharma for falsely marketing OxyContin. In a telephone conversation I had with an FDA official named Tom Abrams to question the number of warnings, he advised me, and I quote, "We don't have enough employees to police Purdue Pharma." My reply to Abrams was, "And you don't think they don't know that?" And he hung up on me. From 2009 to 2015, Margaret Hamburg, MD, was FDA commissioner. And while heading the FDA, her hedge fund husband, Peter Brown, CEO of Renaissance Technology, benefited in the billions of dollars to investments in the approval of pharmaceuticals while under Hamburg's FDA watch. In 2013, an opioid named Zohydro, which was called the next OxyContin, was up for approval by the FDA Advisory Committee. They voted no approval. Zohydro was approved by the FDA in opposition to the Advisory Committee. Recently, the FDA approved an opioid called Suftanol, or Dysuvia, which is 1,000 times more powerful than morphine. The FDA felt approval was necessary for battlefield injuries, and also the opioid will be administered to women in labor. One major precaution is that the recipient of Suftanol or Dysuvio must be monitored closely for respiratory arrest. Not distress, arrest. There are people I have become associated with over the years that I hold in the highest regard in combating the addictions and deaths to the dishonesty of the FDA and pharmaceutical companies such as Purdue Pharma. One person is a former DEA chief named Joe Ranazzisi, who was featured on CBS 60 Minutes in 2017. Another is a man named Ed Thompson, who last week was also featured on CBS 60 Minutes for his bravery in taking on the FDA in a legal arena. In this segment with Ed Thompson was Dr. David Kessler, former commissioner of the FDA when OxyContin was approved for severe pain in 1995. Kessler stated in the 60 Minutes segment that there were no studies on the safety of opioids for long-term use and the rigorous kind of scientific evidence that the agency should have relied on was not there. It was a marketing tsunami, and the agencies didn't catch it, Kessler said.
Now, Marianne, we're running up against a break here, but the point that you're making is that somehow there is some kind of collusion or there's some kind of just negligence on the FDA part on a lot of this in doing things. Somebody's greasing somebody's hand. You got about 15 seconds. Make them count.
Okay. All right. There is a hero out there, and he's an attorney by the name of Richard Hollowell. He has sued the maker of Incest, maker of fentanyl, and he will be featured tomorrow night on Nightline.
Okay, great.
At 12:35 a.m.
Yeah. Marianne, thank you for joining us. And people, if you want to find out more about what Marianne covers, you can go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can read her work there. And she's been sending us that stuff so graciously to provide you with the information. Thank you, Marianne, for joining us.
Thank you, Tim. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nation's Homeland Security chief on Capitol Hill, making the president's case for a barrier at the southern border with Mexico, telling the House Homeland Security Committee not only is it to prevent illegal immigration, but also the flow of illegal drugs.
There are parts of the border where the cities in Mexico and the United States are so close together that a drug smuggler or mule can disappear in a matter of seconds into the United States without a physical barrier.
Some of the Democrats on that committee telling Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen they believe a wall is ineffective and in some cases immoral. The Democratic National Committee will exclude the Fox News channel from airing any Democratic presidential debates after a story runs in the New Yorker claiming extremely close ties between Fox and the Trump administration. This is USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Midway point through, I'm sharing with you some American Christians that I think are on the front lines today in various areas. Wanted to make you aware again that Bradley will be speaking March 8th and 9th this coming weekend at the 2019 Wisconsin Ministry and Expo Conference there with several of our contributors as well. And with that said, we want to welcome a friend of mine, a brother in the Lord. I'm telling you what, he has been such a blessing, not just to be at the church that I attend, but also to lead us in music. A very godly man, and he's also involved in the culture fight as well, carrying out the Great Commission to do all that the Lord has commanded and teach that to the nations. And I welcome to the Sons of Liberty for a second time my brother Travis Childers. He is the treasurer of Personhood South Carolina. Travis, it's good to have you on the Sons of Liberty, brother.
Tim, thank you so much for that. Those very kind words of introduction. I'm so glad to be back with you.
Yeah. What we wanted to do was we were highlighting different people. You've been online, so you've been hearing from Marianne. You've been hearing from Matt. Yesterday we had a couple of people in some different areas. And your area, your avenue, and you have been very positive about it over the past year or so especially, is the issue of personhood. And that is not another quote-unquote pro-life bill that regulates abortion. You are pushing for the abolition of it. And so what I want to do is open this time up to you. We've got roughly around 10 minutes. I want people to hear exactly what you're involved in and how that's progressing in the state of South Carolina.
Absolutely, Tim. Thank you. Well, first of all, I just want to reiterate what you have just summarized for your listeners. That Personhood South Carolina is first and foremost committed to upholding God's law. And God's law is clear when it says that we shall do no murder. We have no intentions of ever supporting any bill that allows abortion in any circumstances to stay legal. We are committed to seeing abortion end in our state, and we see the crucial aspect of the spiritual fight. We have no false hopes or delusions that this is a fight that we can win merely as a political battle. We're committed to seeing God's people rise up in prayer and ask the Lord to do mighty things. So the work that we are doing is backed by that desire. We appreciate Brother Matt Trujillo's words and the fight that he's engaged in. What we are doing on the legal front is engaging regularly with our South Carolina General Assembly. We have on paper a pro-life majority in both our Senate and our House, but we haven't found that to be the case when it comes to the actual voting on the bills. So this year, as a just as a quick summary of what we're looking at, South Carolina has a two-year session. We are in the first year of that, and about one half of that year is up already. January through May is our session. We have bills that have been introduced in the House and the Senate calling for the complete ending of abortion, recognizing the due process and rights and protections for all persons in South Carolina, recognizing that the preborn are indeed persons protected under the South Carolina United States Constitution. So both of those bills have been introduced. They've been assigned to the respective judiciary committees in the Senate and the House. And now, Tim, we're just waiting for the judiciary chairman in South Carolina to step up, assign those to subcommittees so that we can get public hearings going and get the bill moving along through the House. So that's where we are. Delay tactics are in force to the max. We have a number of senators and House reps that call themselves pro-life that are not interested in supporting this particular legislation, and we're just calling them on it, and we're making sure the public is aware that they have not only a duty but a great privilege to stand up and end this wickedness in our state.
No, I agree with you. There's too many that are more concerned with being pleased with the praise of men rather than doing, like what you said, their duty before God, which they swore an oath to uphold. And people are missing that our founding document, the Declaration of Independence, listed life as among the first rights that are afforded to men by their Creator. And that's exactly what you and the Personhood movement, by the way, you can check out things from Travis and the guys there at Personhood at personhood.sc. So Travis, how are things? You've told us about the bill there. We had something out. I wrote something up. You provided me the video where Governor McMaster also spoke, and he said he was willing and ready to sign the Personhood bill. Now, he's not ready. You told me he's not ready to criminalize those who engage in abortion, which I don't understand that, how you do one and not the other. But at least that's a move in the right direction to eliminate that. How are things there? How do you see that sort of panning out?
Well, I think if we get those bills to our governor, he will be true to his word. You're correct. Our hope is to have legislation passed that will acknowledge, hey, if abortion is wrong, that means it's a crime, and there are always going to be penalties when you commit a crime. And so we're hoping that will That's already in the language of the Senate bill. We hope to have it added to the language of the House bill and put that before our governor and ask him to be faithful to do what he said he would do. We also have a attorney general in South Carolina that has promised to fight to keep the bill from being struck down. We're super encouraged to see what's happening in Alabama right now. I'm sure you're aware of the news out of Madison County, the probate court upholding the rights of a father of an aborted, murdered preborn child to sue on behalf of that child and himself. So we're hoping that goes to Alabama Supreme Court. We think they're just looking for a fight and an opportunity to overturn Roe. So there are lots of encouraging cases on out there on the horizon. In South Carolina, we're just pressing forward and trusting that those who have told us they're going to act positively will do so when given the chance.
Yeah, yeah, and one of the things I want to emphasize, and you made mention of this, but people need to understand it, it's not just pushing the legislation. There are behind-the-scenes things. As the Bible says, we're not fighting against flesh and blood. We're not fighting against the members of our legislature or members of Congress or the Supreme Court. We are warring against the forces of darkness, principalities and powers in the heavenlies. And so what we have to do is call upon our Heavenly Father. And when you say we're praying, you really mean that. I mean, I will testify to that, that we've had prayer meetings on this. In fact, my son RC has been asking me for days, Dad, are we going to get to go Saturday? Are we going to get to go Saturday? Because there's a setup for a protest of abortion clinic. And he just cannot understand that people want to do what they do to little babies. He's like, why isn't somebody arresting these people? And he wants to be a part of that. He doesn't really understand it, but he wants to be a part of it. So that impact is coming as the catalyst of that is happening, that we're asking God to change people's hearts, including our own as a church. We've been silent for too long.
Amen. Amen. And we're looking, one of our goals is to have monthly prayer meetings organized in all 46 counties of South Carolina. Our own county, Cherokee County, has one, and a couple others already do. And so we're encouraging more and more people to pray, to organize times of prayer, because that truly is our greatest weapon.
Yeah, I agree. In fact, that's what we see in the Old Testament too, isn't it? the guys say, "I'm ready." They call out to the Lord, you know, do our battle for us, and God shows Himself to be faithful in that. But too often we're wanting to do it sort of in the flesh. We want to do it ourselves rather than trust God to do those things. Travis, look, we've got about a little over a minute and a half, and what I want you to do is tell people how they can find out about the movement there, how they can be involved, and what they can do.
All right, Tim, our website is personhood.sc. You can find us on Facebook at Personhood South Carolina. We are always in need of volunteers to pray, to set up county prayer meetings. We're looking for individuals that will take a more active role in the political process and be district captains in their county. All of that information, if your listeners are interested, they can convey that to us either through the Facebook page or our website. Of course, you can provide information for them. For me personally, they can call me, text me. But reaching out, Facebook or the website, will get that information to us. We would love to talk with anyone that is interested in this fight, just for you to drop us a line and say, hey, I don't have money right now to give. I can't show up at the Capitol and be part of this particular protest or this day of prayer. But I'm going to be praying from home. I'm going to be talking to everyone that I know and encouraging them to pray and reminding them that this is the hour to which we've been raised, for which we've been raised up. This is the time where we must stand. And you're right. If God's people will cry out to Him, there's no question God will show up and we will eliminate this wickedness from our land.
Amen. If we want to defeat Goliath, we got to go out in the name of the Lord, right, brother?
Absolutely.
All right. Travis Childers with Personhood South Carolina. Travis, thank you for joining us, giving us an update. And people, if you need to get in touch with him, and find out how you can help. Personhood.sc. On the other side of the break, we've got David Rizzolatta talking gun confiscation, what's going on in your country. Stay with us.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of theamericanprophet.org. We originally begun to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
All right, final segment here, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And, you know, the scripture says, Isaiah 59:19, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. And that standard is always the Lord Jesus Christ and the Word of God, who he is the Word of God that we're told in Scripture. And with that said, we're going to bring in our next guest, David Rizzolatta. Now, David's been a friend of mine for years now out of Oklahoma, and he's a former Marine, and he's written a couple of books. You can find these at Amazon.com called Not on My Watch. That's his first book. And the second one's called Psychopolitics in America, A Nation Under Conquest. David is a guy who was trained. He wanted to be a social worker. He wanted to impact the system for good. And they found out that he was not going to bow to Marxism and the Alinsky tactics. And as a result of that, they kind of pushed him away. And so David utilizes what he does outside of his regular work to inform America, to give them very specific articles that outline a specific thing to help them understand certain things that are going on in politics and how these are Alinsky tactics. And folks, this isn't just under Barack Hussein Obama, Satoru Sabarka. This is under Donald Trump too. This is doesn't matter the political jersey they wear. And so with that said, David, who also writes at indefenseofournation.blogspot.com and also contributes to Sons of Liberty Media, is on the line with us. David's been with us before. And David, it's great to have you with us, brother.
How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How about yourself?
Just dandy.
Good. Well, look, I brought you on. Bradley really enjoyed you the last time we had you, I think, for about almost an hour. And he enjoyed what you had to say. He thought it was right on. And I wanted to bring you on and talk about what we're facing concerning the gun confiscation sort of agenda that, you know, you and I have talked about it, but I want the audience to hear just from you why you think the gun confiscation agenda is going to advance maybe even more, and I don't want to put more words in your mouth, but maybe even more under Trump than it did Obama.
Well, it already has advanced more under President Trump than what it did under President Obama. Big thing to look out for is the way that President Trump presented the bump stock ban. Well, it gave them an inroads to ban all semi-automatic rifles because it changed the definition of the word machine gun in the 1968 Gun Control Act. So right off the bat already with some of these other bills that they've been passing in the House, you have one that's going to add your standard semi-automatic rifle to the Class 3 list, meaning you'd have to get a tax stamp and endure the 8 to 12 month background check just to buy a regular AR-15, and then that's probably a result of the bump stock ban and the way they approach that. Whether that's going to pass the Senate or not, may not now, but it eventually could. That's yet to be seen. That's one aspect of it. And then we have a president that, and this is what I find to be most disturbing, is, you know, I want to support President Trump. I do, and sometimes I get myself wrapped up in watching them insult the left, and you know, and it turns into a great big fun soap opera sometimes. But the fact remains is that last year, after the Parkland shooting, he sat in the Oval Office with Dianne Feinstein and other known gun grabbers and stated his support for red flag gun confiscation orders. And right now there's 15 states in the country, 14 or 15, that have passed these, and they're using these orders under the guise of trying to keep the community safe and confiscating guns from people who are mentally ill, and they're confiscating people's weapons without any due process of law. And in many cases under these laws, they can have a meeting or a hearing about you without you being present, show up to your house without you being aware, to confiscate your guns. And that happened to a gentleman in Maryland, and he was shot by the police under such an order, because I'm sure, as you can imagine, you know, it's not going to be taken very lightly when somebody just shows up to your house, right? So that's the biggest threat we face concerning that right there. And the thing that's scary about it is I'm looking at a document right now on my computer, Tim, and this was a document that was released at the beginning of the Obama administration when Janet Napolitano was forced to apologize to the country for calling veterans a potential threat to national security. That document is right here on my computer. And one of the criteria for identifying right-wing extremists is what they like to refer to it as, is people that are afraid of an imposition of their firearm rights. Okay, so if you're afraid of infringements of your firearm rights, you can be considered a potential extremist. Okay, and so how this possibly can play out is some of these laws, they keep getting passed in different states, they may go national, and you know, people fight back. You know, somebody's bound to fight back. And then the next thing you know, all gun owners are considered a danger to themselves or others because of what's written in this document right here. People that are concerned about an infringement against their Second Amendment rights are already considered to be right-wing extremists. So you see how that could play out?
Sure. No, I mean, you and I have talked several times, and we've seen these kinds of things, and we've talked about that. But listen, you're a former Marine, You're a guy who signed up, you know, as people say, to defend freedom, to defend those rights, to be used against those as far as defending our borders, to defend domestically against foreign invaders and this kind of thing. Not to be shipped off to be Meals on Wheels, not to be shipped off to be engaged in unconstitutional wars, but to really be called up in the service of the United States to defend the rights of the people against foreigners, you know, invaders and stuff. And so my question to you is this: as a former Marine, as somebody who has served, how do you view that? I mean, do you not like look at this like, I took an oath, I was willing to put my hind parts on the line here for this, but these people who are politicians, they can talk all day long and they can just bargain our rights away and then, you know, speak to the issue of, and you've got about 3 minutes or so, speak to the issue of the people who just want to tag onto the political jersey and they'll just buy into whatever their guy is saying, but they'll oppose the other guy.
Right. Well, when it comes to the veterans, you know, I call my senator's office quite often and remind them of this. Our veterans, they swear an oath to support and defend the Constitution, and they go fight the wars that the politicians send them off to fight with good faith and under the belief that they are fighting to defend our liberty, you know, and they're willing to do it. And so then when the politicians turn around and try to pass laws like this, it's totally spitting right in their face. It's a total destruction of everything that they believe they're fighting for. And that is very concerning, you know. That's how I look at that. And I think the whole country should be outraged at that, if you want my honest opinion. But too many people do side with their chosen political sides over principle. And we definitely see that going on right now.
Yeah, and the most disheartening part of that is that people don't realize it's not about your quote unquote team, your political team winning. It's about they're playing with your rights. They're playing with your rights. They're not the one losing, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So, yeah. So you've written several things on this. People can read them at your website, indefenseofournation.blogspot.com. You've written about them in your books. Because you've included several things there. You even spoke about education, mental health, and some of these things tied to, red flag laws, which you mentioned earlier. And you also are gracious enough to contribute your articles to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and we really appreciate that. Glad to have you on board with us. And so you've got about a minute, David. If you have something you really want to stress to people about what they can do about this, what would you say they should do?
I would say, just open your mind to the possibility that President Trump could very well sign one of these gun control laws if they land on his desk. What bothers me more than anything is the idea that people are so loyal to the politicians, like you just mentioned, that are on their team. And too many people right now just absolutely refuse to believe, even watching the video where Trump himself had said he supported this idea. They refuse to believe that it could be, you know, that he could do something like this. And I just ask that you just open your mind to that possibility and be ready to hold him accountable if he does.
No, I completely agree with you. I think people have to quit supporting a president or a congressman and start supporting the law. That's the issue. Start supporting the law. If you do that, doesn't matter what the political jersey they wear, you'll be in the safe for that. David, thank you for joining us. Folks,
thank
we
you
appreciate
for
you.
Me, Tim.
Yeah, anytime. We appreciate you joining us. We appreciate you listening and your support. Be in prayer for Bradley as he speaks this weekend, 23 hours. We'll be back with you. See you.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.